Hello everyone, this is David Strange from Sanctum of the Dark Flame. We are coming back with some brand new episodes that we think you're going to enjoy. But for right now, take a short trip with Imani Wilson as he talks about his experiences with the occult as a young man.
We got our 1 year anniversary episode.
We're gonna do 1 year, yay!
Woo. All right, who's getting summoned?
we're gonna celebrate with a Ouija board.
Yes, so we're gonna get the Ouija board.
I've never played with one.
Oh, you motherfuckers!
Have you used one?
Nope.
Come
okay,
on, guys.
So actually, I'm gonna.
I can't reach you. I can't reach you, Botany.
She will toe fuck.
And say she will stab you with her toe and then put her sock on, just so you remember how much you didn't give a fuck that day. So I would not do it. I mean, here's my thing. It's already weird enough lately, and this is just some weird shit. And I'll mention this for Sanctum, you know, because
I'll give you guys some
details. So. B was like we were just talking about a bunch of shit, and then, you know, of course we mentioned you guys and how, you know, I was like, hey, I'm like I notice I have a lot of friends and a lot of high, low, and in between places. I'm like, I love it. She's like, yeah, she's like, but
you got variety, the spice of life.
Yeah, but what she kept saying, she's like, but the thing is, she's like, you don't fall under any of those categories though. She's like, so don't you think that makes you susceptible to anything that happens? And I'm like, but you know what? You brought up that point a long time ago, like back whenever, like around, I think the first time we met. Yeah, when we first met, because I had those Buddha beads where I was like, oh yeah, it's a good stuff. And you were like, yeah, don't just take on things without the full knowledge of it, because then, you know, that leaves you open for a variety of things. So she, in short, was like, you don't know, but you might just be a portal to just God knows what's going. And because your energy is where it is, it's not concentrated into one thing. So that means just anything that around could be happening.
I don't want to be spread too thin.
Do you know that for some strange fucking reason, I've been getting random. And yeah, they might be attached to somebody I know, but I don't know him that well. Mm-hmm. But people are just randomly giving me friend requests on Facebook, and they're attached to Santeria. I don't fucking understand. Like,
that's interesting.
Like,
the only time you had any contact with Santeria,
oh,
how that ended.
Oh, well,
wait,
oh, yeah.
You don't know how that ended. You don't know what happened.
This would be good, sir.
Yes.
Which thing are we talking about? Because I feel like two things have happened.
The dude that lived next door to you.
Okay, gotcha, yes. Okay, I thought you were talking about my ex who eventually then went on to go Miami and then get all initiated and all of that. But no. My next door neighbor was Afro-Cuban gentleman, and yeah, he was very heavily into Santeria. I'm talking to the point to where my room is, where you've been downstairs, mm-hmm. directly across, he had an altar. It was just right there. And for me, I was like, oh, okay. And that was during the time of my freshman year when I had a whole lot of paranormal events happening in my household. Everything from shit moving, stress dreams, back sores. I'm talking at some point my family, we had a fucking spiritual advisor come to the house, and he was like, so I'm just feeling lots of just tension in the household. He's like, I just feel just bad energy in here. To the point when he showed up, his monitor, as you saw it, it was freaking the fuck out when he came into the house.
Oh my God.
It was freaking the fuck out. He was like, and obviously whatever's happening here doesn't like that I'm here right now. He's like, so I'm not sure what's going on. He's like, but we gotta cleanse the fucking house. And I noticed around the time of when he moved, things kind of dissipated, but they still lingered. But one of the most it's not even fucked up. It was just something I know that I saw happen. One, I saw something move just completely on its own. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, that happened.
That happened.
Yeah, so like, so this right here is a pizza box. Let's say your average pizza box. It's not going anywhere. It's been like this. Mm-hmm. I went into the kitchen. Deadass, I remember just walking in. I saw it do this. I was like,
oh no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I remember I looked at my mom, I was like, you seen that, right? She's like, oh. I was like, yeah. I'm like, do you think it's a mouse? Do you hear anything? It's like, I'm like, ma, a mouse doesn't make a box do that off of a fucking counter. That was just something that just was like, what are you doing? And then what made it worse was one day we were in
the
garage. Yes, yeah, and I remember putting it on a forum that I used to always go to as a teenager.
Way heavy and they're top heavy, so
and when I put it on a forum I used to frequent, people were like, "Oh yeah, sure, yeah, your ghost was checking for extra cheese." I was like, "Look, bitch, I know what I saw."
Look, bitch. I'm like, but,
look, bitch. Exactly. I was like, I gotta get sassy on you now. And then to make matters even stranger, when we were in the garage, my mother and I, we were cleaning it out to do something. I remember. Say, for instance, right there in the railing is where she was standing, and I'm here at the very door of my room that leads to the garage. Mm-hmm. She was getting something. I turned to do this. I saw someone like this tall, like a shadow right there, just stand right the fuck in front of me, and I fell on my ass. And I literally audibly screamed, "Oh, fuck." And she's like, "What? What the fuck happened?" I'm like, "I thought you were in front of me, but the only thing I saw was like almost like the silhouette of somebody, and it was black. It was all black. It was just something like literally just like this." And I was like, and when I say it hit me so heavily, I literally dropped on my ass because it looked like someone was right there.
Told me like that's a shadow something. Not a demon, but like a shadow entity.
Yeah. And then again, they were rocking the Santeria like next door. I say next door meaning the people would come through in all white. They'd come through with the drums. Shadow they'd come through with the chants. They would do all of that.
Yeah.
So all of that shit was just happening during that time. So whenever anything involving Santeria comes up, I'm like, yeah, I've had my own ringside seat with it. I'm like, it was very interesting. So now if I even show you on my Facebook real quick, and this will end my little story. Where the fuck is it? See all friend requests. Okay, here she goes right here. Imagine if a person that just adds you, just randomly adds you.
Oh, Jesus.
And they're like, they're in it. They are in it.
She's in that life.
I'm talking to the point where she don't speak probably even a lick of English. And it's just like, and I'm like, hey, why are you adding me? I'm like, I don't know you. I'm like, you maybe.
Maybe she sends her old energy from being exposed to it.
Yeah.
Perhaps because the only thing I. My bad.
Cool.
Look at the two people who are fucking mutual. It's Vicente's cousin and fucking the fucking person we all know who's fucking a best friend of an ex of mine who's a fucking portal and shit. So, like, I know this guy because he's a fucking homie of ours.
Oh, God.
And then that's fucking, like, someone that we fucking used to know. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I come here and it's, like, all kinds of shit on this person's page and all this other stuff. And I'm like, hey, I just remember seeing dolls, candles, lots of stuff. Buenos noches, my people, something. And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Buenos noches to
cool.
you.
Cool, exactly. Exactly. I'm like,
Yeah, so, yeah. As soon as I saw the other one, I was like, nope, no. You're good. You're good, Imani. You're good.
Oh, fine. I mean, I got a bunch of weird friend requests, and I'm like, I'm leaving them shits right there.
So that is very weird.
And again, look at the constant connections of the people that keep fucking adding me here. It's the strangest fucking thing. And it's constantly through this one dude.
You never ever should have said, hey, I'm going to join her little thing for the New Year's. That's why that shit happening to you right now.
You think so?
I kind of think so.
Yeah, because I remember even B was just like, what the fuck is this thing you're going to of the temple of what? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm like, people send me advice and shit. I'm always just saying accept. I'm a fucking friend. What the fuck can I say? Oh, yeah, cool. Got you. Oh, you're going to go fuck a goat? Got you. I'll be there.
I'll film it.
Cool. I'll be there with bells on. I'll film it. Fuck it.
Yeah. Here, let me record this.
And then the day comes. Hey, you still coming to see me fuck that goat? Yeah, see, I didn't know. I didn't know.
You're really fucking a goat.
You're really fucking a goat, though? Because, I mean, I have a thing. You know what I'm saying? So
that's bestiality, my dude. That's kind of illegal,
my dude.
So, yeah. And it's all stern with him. And I think with him, he was someone who was a practitioner of that shit, and then he stopped. So I don't know how this shit somehow leaked the fucking me. I don't fucking know. It's just weird.
Probably because you're susceptible.
Yes.
See what the fuck I'm saying? It's fucking ridiculous.
I don't know. Maybe the dude saw you and used you as a vessel.
I'll tell you why I think I'm susceptible to the shit. And this is probably the one bit.
Wait, what's your family member like? They were involved in the Easter Stars or Freemasonry, right?
My aunt is Easter Star. My father used to practice Yoruba. And yeah. He stopped.
I also have a friend who is the daughter of a Freemason. Has like his legit ring and everything.
Yeah. A couple of my best friends are all Freemasons. And when I say Freemasons, I mean like they're 33rd, they got their 33rd degrees. Levels, right? Yeah, it's degrees there's, you get, 33rd degrees. And then from there, at that point, then you become a Shriner. And it's just a bunch of levels to the shit.
While I'm trying to go to sleep, I'll read tonight. That's what I've been doing lately.
I can ask my boy because he's real open to that sort of shit.
I wouldn't mind, actually, if we do an episode, that would be a cool
I could ask
your friend or interviewing my both either.
Spirits? Santa Maria?
No, I think Chung is wanting to say hi.
No, that's an alert.
I know, I was being hopeful.
No, that's
I was being hopeful here.
Me, you sometimes will stare off in a corner, like just bright eyes, fluffy, ears straight, in like a corner. And I'm like, fuck.
I got my two little.
That's why he got excited over there,
because
he's like, Chaos Reigns at one point.
Chaos was raining for
sure.
Boston,
Chaos Reigns!
Yeah, that'll fucking do it. That'll definitely fucking do it.
On that note, we're ending the episode.
Yes, we're ending the episode.
Yes. This is a wonderful episode of Lend Me Your Fears.
Yeah, so
yay fun. To the portals of the Sanctum that shall open.
Yes. Join us for that.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
Happy 2020.
Happy 2020. Yay.
Leap years are always amazing years.
Wait, is leap year?
See now.
Yes, it is.
Number 4 is actually a bad number, so tragic things happen during leap years.
Does it really?
Yeah, there's also a conspiracy thing about that.
Yeah, because I've
been conspiracy pod.
Yeah, no. Because all right, you know what? Yeah, it has to be. All right, so this must be it. I just must truly be attached to dark forces, because I'm telling you, leap years for me are always fucking fantastic. I mean, I can go to every year and be like, yo, it was amazing.
I also have another. Well, that's why you. I don't want to. Well, I gotta say this tactfully. Maybe you attracted some of the girls that you used to go out with because you're susceptible to shit.
Nah. I mean, I could tell you that, but you better end the episode before I get just raunchy.
We had a fun, raunchy episode a while back.
That's why he's just smiling.
That we can never recover. We can never recover, and it's
wait.
It's in 5 second bits.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking about the one that we did before when I like? Oh, it was my Dennis Reynolds and erotic life, basically.
Yeah.
God damn. Oh,
that was a beautiful episode.
It's all mixed up. Like I don't know where.
Amazing.
The order the 5 second pieces go into, so that's the thing.
Okay.
So I, that's why.
So it's like, and this one time, you know, and I was drunk.
Next time I woke up.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. Hotel rooms and grandmothers.
We'll see. All in a sudden, somebody in my bloodline did some shaky shit, and I'm just trying to just get through it. That's all it comes down to. I'm like, fuck it. I'm from an island from somewhere, so somebody did some shaky shit.